Turbulence time tends to create uncertainty. And usually, when we face uncertainty, it brings about certain types of emotions and feelings. As we've observed during COVID time, there was a lot of fear and confusion and anger and sadness. And it's very difficult for people to deal with that. And it put a lot of businesses in challenging situations whereby they had to probably lay off certain people and they didn't agree on how to manage things or how to do things. And I think as a psychologist, as a clinical psychologist, I always bring it down to the micro level and looking at what's happening to individuals inside a family business. Now, of course, the conversation is different when you've got multi-generational family businesses, or when it's a first generation or just first and second generations. But I want to give like an umbrella perspective. So turbulence times brings these emotions and feelings, and quite often people are not in touch with that or don't understand it. And therefore, what I've realized is that people tend to deal with it in one of three ways. One is they become emotional withdrawers, or emotional outwarders, or emotional runners. And what do I mean? So an emotional withdrawer will be someone who withdraws from everyone else, go within, doesn't want to communicate or participate, and feel very, very negative about the situation, and most likely will develop some form of depression. The outwarders are those who want to air out how they feel, and they talk to almost everyone and anyone about what's going on with them and the situation and how difficult it may be and how fearful they are, because that allows them to run away from those feelings and soothe the system. But that's like a band-aid. The emotional runner are those who actually are in denial and act as if nothing is happening. They tend to ignore reality and act as normal. Now, why do people tend to run into defense mechanism mode? Because uncertainty touches upon our survival mechanism. And a survival mechanism throws us into places or unfamiliar territories. And it creates, people can feel anything from lack of control over the situation, which really unbalances them. And then we don't know what to do and we start to act out in different ways. It touches upon trust. A sense of trust is broken because you start questioning whether you can trust yourself, whether you can trust family members. When it comes to COVID, you start asking, can I trust the government to handle the situation? Can I ask the local authorities? Can I trust other people? And it's very hard to accept because it's something unfamiliar to us. So what usually we need to do is to really focus on the building blocks of our existence. And instead of going into these negative places, to look at it and start adopting a new way of thinking and understanding that actually in every challenge situation, there are unknown opportunities and there is a silver lining in everything. And uncertainty can be the catalyst for us to develop new frontiers that are unfamiliar to us or unknown to us. And there are ways to do that. And some of the experts have mentioned it earlier. But I will add to that a few things. So the first thing that I say to clients is to first, let's identify what's going on the unconscious and subconscious level. What are the emotions that are present and why do we run away from them? Then they need to learn to regulate them. So, because when emotions run the show, usually you're not capable of making sound decisions that will sustain you in the longer run. Then we look at, you know, the importance of coming together as a family and being united. And after you work on those emotions and feelings and people understand what's going on and the family dynamic and what takes place, they're more amenable to come together and really work united on whatever it may be. And people are, you know, the ego doesn't kick in and interferes. And as everybody else mentioned, then you can communicate in a healthy way. You can communicate what needs to be communicated, because most of the time there is what I call an undelivered communication, where things that should be said are not said and are in the way. And healthy communication helps family members to understand each other and to have more empathy and compassion. And then we move into the action base, because, you know, just going through all those building blocks won't help unless we take actions. But then the actions that we take are probably will be more aligned with success and surviving and thriving this situation. And actions are important because from a psychological perspective, it helps soothe the anxiety. So, and one more point, actually, uncertain times require different way of thinking and doing things. When we get to the place that we are able to deal with the emotions that interfere, creativity spurs, and then solution starts to show up and appear supposedly out of nowhere. It's like our higher self can start to bring us creative solutions. So in a nutshell, that's my perspective on how to survive and thrive in turbulence time.